Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and here's a pop quiz for you. What do Cronuts, The Rain Room, and Shakespeare in the Park all have in common? They require waiting and waiting and waiting in line this summer. Lines for The Rain Room at the Museum of Modern Art can get as long as 8 hours. Yes, in this heat, those lines, you think you could look forward to some actual rain, but no, you stand and the rain doesn't fall on you. That's the trick of The Rain Room. There's also the cronut craze for the croissant donut pastry hybrid this summer, and all the waiting got us wondering, how long is too long to wait for New Yorkers? So listeners, what have you waited in line for this summer? What's the longest you've ever waited? And was it worth it? The phone number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you waited in line for a museum show? Are you waiting right now? How long have you waited to get tickets for a play? Have you waited for new Nikes? Was it the release of Halo? Were you one of the few lucky people who has savored a cronut? Was it worth that wait? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And what we're talking about here is those voluntary waiting in lines, when you're making the choice to spend your time just standing there because you believe it's worth it, not waiting in line because you have to for gas during a gasoline shortage or for government paperwork. These are those voluntary but excruciatingly long waits for something that you just hope is going to be worth all that time. Joining us as we take your calls is art critic and WNYC contributor Deborah Solomon, who I understand is not a fan of a long wait. Deborah, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Anna. How are you? I'm glad to report that I did not have to wait to get into the studio today.
Yes, we kept the crowds at bay.
Thank you.
First, I have a very key question for you. I'm not a native New Yorker. I say wait in line. Do you say wait online? How do you wait?
I unfortunately do wait in line in occasionally,
line.
But I certainly don't queue up as they do in England.
Now, let's start talking about The Rain Room at the MoMA and those lines, which have created a lot of conversation this summer. What's causing these lines to get so much more? People are talking about it more than they've talked about other lines. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, MoMA has taken a perverse pride, I think, in the length of the lines, and they are actually sending out tweets on a regular basis bragging about how long the lines are. And this is unprecedented. Who ever heard of standing in line for 8 hours outdoors without air conditioning at a museum in order to have the chance to walk into a room and be rained on?
And you have been in the rain room.
I have. I've been in the rain room. You do stay dry in the rain room. But after that long wait, you know, you're ready for a swimming pool as opposed to the rain room. You want to be rained on after that long wait. And to me, it is not a great art sensation in the sense that it doesn't offer deep aesthetic experience or even a social message about rain and ecology. But it is a marketing phenomenon. And it is interesting that people are waiting that long to see something, which I think a lot of people probably will find disappointing in the end, especially since you're only there for about 10 minutes.
Well, that's my question about The Rain Room and all the conversation about the lines. It's not been praised by critics, this Rain Room experience. So is that why we're a little quicker to dismiss these lines as gimmicky, because it's not been sort of praised as an actual cool thing. It's been praised as not quite. It's been assessed as not
quite.
Well,
what's very interesting to me is I was thinking that actually we wait in line less as a society these days because we could buy tickets in advance. For instance, we used to wait on movie lines. Remember that? Remember movie lines? And we don't anymore. Now we buy our tickets in advance, and there's no line when you get to the theater. And at some theaters, you even have your seat assigned. So computers, in that sense, have been a great ally of audiences in that they have almost eliminated wait times at various cultural institutions, such as the Rijksmuseum, if you go to Holland. If you go to the Van Gogh Museum, you can buy your ticket in advance, and you do not stand online at all. So the question is, why is MoMA refusing to issue time tickets for this exhibition and thereby lengthening the line when people, if they had tickets in advance, could perhaps spend the time instead inside the museum looking at the permanent collection or the Oldenburg show that's there now instead of standing on the street looking at one another.
So maybe lines are becoming a thing of the past. If you've got a great standing in line New York story, we're going to hear that too. The phone number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Melissa in New Jersey, you waited in line for the Rain Room?
No, I didn't wait in line because I thought it was a ridiculous long line. I got there, and it was I'm a member, and I got told that it was a 5.5-hour wait for members and a 6.5-hour wait for regular people, I guess, people who don't have membership. That seemed insane to me. But I was also told that there was a 20-minute wait to stand alongside, inside the Rain Room, but not under the rain. It was only a 20-minute wait. So I waited for that, and that was definitely worth it because I got to experience this cultural phenomenon, as your past caller called it, without having to wait 5.5 hours. I mean, people were prepared. They had chairs. They had their children with them, which amazed me because my children would never have waited 5.5 hours. It was just very surprising that people were willing to put in the wait. Having said that, I just spent 2.5 hours waiting on Pier 26 for the specials to play, and that was totally worth it.
That was totally worth it. Melissa, thanks so much for your call. Judy in Westchester, what have you waited in line for recently?
The James Turrell show at the Guggenheim. Not the main floor with the lights, which was nice, but upstairs with a special exhibit where they only let 10 people in or 15 people at a time. And you walk in, and it's a square light and darkness. And we're looking at it, and we finally said to the guard, is this it? And he said, yes, that's it.
Well, at the Guggenheim show right now, it's true, you have to wait twice. You wait once to get into the museum, and then, as you just said, you have to wait to see that work that's on an upper floor. So that's double waiting.
Judy in Westchester, thanks for your call.
But not double pleasure, I was going to say.
Not double pleasure. Stuart in Bloomfield, New Jersey, you've waited for a couple slightly different cultural events. What have you waited in line for recently?
Hi. Well, I waited in line. I spontaneously waited in line. I wasn't planning on waiting on this line, but I saw a long line of people coming down 41st Street and going west. And I asked somebody, what are you waiting for? They said, George Takei.
Uh-huh.
From Star Trek, so who played Sulu.
Yes, I know George Takei. So did you wait in that line?
I waited online. I bought a comic book, and George Takei signed it for me, and I got to shake his hand, and we shared a little laughter, too.
I love those moments when you discover the line, and that helps you get to a cultural phenomenon that you would have otherwise missed. Deborah, has that ever happened to you?
No.
No.
No, but it's true. Lines are a form of publicity, and you get the feeling that museums think a show is not complete unless they're is a line snaking outside the building.
Suzanne in Caldwell, New Jersey, what have you waited for recently?
I waited in line for the Game of Thrones exhibit when they came to New York in April. I had to hold places for my boyfriend and his friend because they were wimps and didn't want to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go wait in line with me. I waited about 4.5 hours, and it was worth every minute of it.
And at what point were you joined by the people you were holding spots for? This gets into line ethics.
Well, basically right before I was going to get in, like 20 minutes before.
So you wait 4 hours, and they join you 20 minutes before?
About, yeah, because they couldn't wake up.
Okay, Suzanne, I don't know about that. I don't know about those.
thankfully, I had some really awesome people around me, and we bonded and, you know, had shared iced coffee. So thankfully, I had some really nice neighbors in line with me.
You had laid the groundwork for some good community relations. That's important.
Pretty much. But it was a great, great exhibit. I'm so happy I did it.
All right, Suzanne.
Do you think we should raise the question to Suzanne and our other listeners of whether waiting does have its own rewards, that we're so rushed in our day-to-day lives that we enjoy the chance to sit for 4 hours and do nothing. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, what is good about waiting in lines? The phone number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Julie in Williamsburg, what have you waited for?
Well, in 2010, I went to the Public Theater and I waited in line to see Al Pacino in Merchant of Venice. And at 12 noon, I got there at about 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning. At 12 noon, they said, forget it. There's no point in waiting. You're not going to get in.
No.
I said, I'm going to wait. And at about 10 minutes before 8, I got in. And it was probably the most amazing piece of theater I ever saw. And Al Pacino's just brilliant. And to me, you can't get that anywhere other than New York.
So I want to. So you started at 8 a.m. You got into the show 10 minutes till 8 p.m. So you waited a full 12 hours without the guaranteed entry into the play.
That's right.
So you're waiting on faith.
That's right.
And have you done it again? Is there something else? Well, somebody's told you no need to wait. Would you do it again for something else?
It really would. If it was Al Pacino or something as amazing as that, I would. It really depends on what it would be. But I choose carefully.
Deborah Solomon, what is worth the wait this summer?
Waiting for Godot. It's always worthwhile to wait for Godot. Waiting for the Messiah. In terms of cultural events, I would like to wait in places that have air conditioning.
That's true.
I think it shows a lot of contempt for their visitors when museums make people wait on the street. So I generally hope that cultural institutions use more timed admission tickets in the future so that we can all use our time more constructively.
And PJ in Brooklyn, you have a waiting story. Was it worth it?
It absolutely was. And to what your guest just said, the Met did a wonderful job. It was about 2 years ago. They had a blockbuster costume exhibit.
Alexander McQueen.
Mm-hmm. And it was, the installation itself was awe-inspiring. The works were tremendous. The lines, I went in May when it first opened, and the lines were a little long. By the time it closed, I think they kept the museum open an extra 8 hours or something because the lines were so big. But the Met wound the lines around the other exhibits. So
Good.
You were actually seeing something interesting while you were waiting.
Good line management. PJ, we're going to have to leave it there. But if you're waiting in line this weekend, take a bottle of water. Art critic Deborah Solomon and WNYC contributor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Anna. Happy waiting.
Happy waiting. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehr. Have a great weekend.